Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
1 month to go to Christmas, the streaming service, they are competing to score that kind of festive hit of 2024. Ridiculous rom-com movies set in the American snow with stars who were like famous 20 years ago. They are the sensation of this new age of debasement of ours. They used to be just lowly Hallmark movies, but the big studios are spending on cheesy slash totes emotion stories. Audiences can't stop watching them from the middle of November. So we're going to find out now what is wrong with people with Vicky Notaro, who is the host of rom-com podcast You Had Me at Hello. Brilliant name.
Thank you.
And Olivia Fahey, editor of Geek Ireland, who we're familiar with. And I was already scolding Olivia, going, Olivia, we're talking about quality movies most of the time. What are we doing now? Okay, Vicky, you are the expert in this particular field because you literally have a podcast.
Thank you. Wow, that's a great title.
About rom-com. So what is a rom-com? How do you define it specifically?
Well, I define a rom-com as any film where a love story is at the centre of the narrative, okay, where that's what kind of moves the action along. Now, on the podcast, we're quite broad with it. We include like tragedy rom stories like Titanic.
Because classic rom-com, yeah, Titanic.
Well, I mean, the love story is the heart and soul of it, isn't it?
It's so there, yeah. It's no funny though. No comedy, is there?
There's no comedy, but there is sexy scenes. So anything a bit spicy.
That counts.
Yeah, that does count.
So it's a very broad.
But yeah, anything I think that involves romance at the heart of the story, okay, I think can be defined as a rom-com.
And Olivia Fahey, you cannot be a rom-com fan, are you?
Do you know what? When it comes to Christmas, that is my exception to the rule. Because I think for Christmas, a rom-com just kind of lends itself to that amazing kind of like kitschy sort of warm and fuzzy feeling inside that you get from a great Christmas movie. So like, if it comes to like The Holiday, Last Christmas, or even some of the new Netflix ones that we've got coming up later on the year, then I'm like, yep, I'm all for it.
Why do you say that like it's a dirty word, Oliver Callan?
Because it is.
Oh my God, you should give in.
Olivia sense, but she likes good quality.
There are quality rom-coms, my
for
God.
2 months of the year, it seems like.
Literally.
Okay, so we've defined the Christmas, the rom-com, yeah, but the Christmas rom-com, what's your criteria?
It's just set at Christmas. I mean, I think a Christmas rom-com is a bit less about like the family magic and the supernatural elements of Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's a bit more about, you know, finding love during the season where everybody wants a cuddle in the
cozy
season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's always, these films always have kind of either a moral dilemma or something bad happens at Christmas that threatens to ruin the magic, and or else they're, you know, just kind of slogging along. And then, and I think Christmas is an inherently romantic time. It's like twinkly lights and snow and soft fabrics. They all contribute to a cozy atmosphere. And don't they call winter cuffing season?
When they
you
do.
Yeah, yeah, when you want
you
to
kind
of snuggle up with someone.
And then January is the dumping ground,
exactly,
isn't it?
Which is actually,
got through Christmas now.
I'd keep them till Valentine's at least. Because it's,
yeah,
it's still
January's
cold.
Pretty miserable.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's the horrible truths behind rom-coms. Vicious women. Olivia, so there has to be comedy, doesn't there?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be comedy.
Big okay? time, yeah.
You're getting emotional already.
Yeah, Vicky just broke me there.
Sorry, I'm
cry laughing. No, that happens with me. It's like if I laugh too much, literally the tears just start like flowing. So even if it's not that funny, it will look like
I love
it
my podcast,
the funniest thing.
Now, does the comedy stand up the rest of the year, or is it because you've kind of bought in at Christmas that you're not, your expectations are low of high quality comedy?
Honestly, yeah. Like for me, I'm kind of like the worse the better. Like if it's any other time of year, I'd be like, no, that's absolutely stupid. It wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
But at Christmas time, if it's just wrapped up in that lovely little festive bow, I forgive so many sins because I'm kind of like, if it's the worse it is, the better I find it at Christmas.
Well, I don't think I'd watch a Hallmark movie any other time of the year, would you?
No.
About just like somebody falling in love when it's not snowing, like not interested.
I also kind of find like it just lends itself to so many more storylines. So like you were saying, it's like, oh, like with the you kind of like get into like a little situation. So it's like, oh, you get caught in, you're on like a forest walk, you get caught in a snowstorm. Oh my God, there's a cabin here. It's like, it just kind of like writes itself.
And it's also like a deadline, like Christmas is approaching.
Yes.
So it's like high pressure.
That's a culmination of the season.
Yeah.
Yes, or New Year's and so on.
That's it.
I always think the reason they work is because Christmas isn't classy and you should never attempt to make it classy. Do you know like those hotels who try to do classy decorations and they're just kind of chilly?
Yeah.
And there's no soul.
Modern. Yeah.
Modern.
You want them to look like Home Alone to me. Like you want an explosion of red and green and tinsel.
That's one thing that I think Last Christmas did well. I know a lot of people hated it and figured out the twist from just like the trailer and things like that. But because it was set in a Christmas shop with the tackiest tackiest decorations known to man, even with Michelle Yeoh playing a character called Santa. Like, it just was so ridiculous that it, but you got into the Christmas spirit because of it, because it just had that kind of vibe.
Primary colours for adults.
That's exactly. Exactly.
Who needs bluey when you've got Christmas movies?
Gold is a primary colour in the Christmas film. And sparkle.
It's just the time of year where you end up with mystery glitter somewhere on your
face.
I don't know where that came from. And I touched something. Now it's there forever. For like a
You'll be seeing that in February.
Exactly. Okay, so is there, the festival culmination is very important. Films like When Harry Met Sally. Now, that's a high quality film, isn't it?
Oh, and it's the highest of quality.
I didn't realise there was a Christmas element.
It's New Year.
New Year.
It's New Year, yeah. The kind of the culmination of the love story. Again, there's a finite amount of time he has to get to her before midnight to tell her that he loves her.
Okay.
On
Billy
on
Crystal
Year's.
And Meg Ryan.
Yeah, which is so interesting because I used to always associate that as an autumnal film. So
well,
for
it
me,
is too.
Like, yeah.
It is. It's kind of their friendship develops throughout the autumn and then they sleep together and then it goes a bit wonky in the winter. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, it's a bit wonky.
There we go.
And then everything, the day is saved at New Year.
This already feels like an election debate for rom-coms.
If only they were this fun.
It's a very clippable film. We have the clip, not the clip that everyone expects because it's 9:45 in the morning. But this is lovely. This is where Billy Crystal tells her he loves her and so on.
I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
There you go. That
so
deadline.
Lovely.
Great writing. It's a crinkle in the nose, isn't it?
Do you like When Harry Met Sally?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So you're not a rom-com snob. You just like good ones.
Yes.
Perfect.
That's exactly it.
Again,
like I think Trainwreck was one of the more recent ones that I genuinely enjoyed. But then I was like, they kind of fell off a bit of a cliff. And then Anyone But You was kind of the more recent one.
New ones. I mean, on my podcast, I think the most recent one we were discussing is from 2008.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a glory period.
Quality ones, yeah. Harry Met Sally is way back in the nights, as was Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes.
I don't think that was considered.
92, I think, or 93.
I don't think that's considered a particularly, like, quality film.
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Anything that Queen Nora Ephron wrote, I think, is considered a quality film nowadays.
Okay. We know your manifesto on rom-coms, how strong that is. When do you watch do you wait? You don't wait till Christmas, obviously. Is
I
that because of your job?
Cozy season. So any time that it gets a bit chilly. They're my comfort films, rom-coms. You know, I like to kind of, I like a happy ending where, you know, when the world is terrifying as it is at the moment, I like to kind of curl up and know that, you know, what I'm watching isn't going to upset me. Which, you know, TV these days, it goes for the shock value quite a lot. Whereas with a rom-com, you know what you're getting, basically.
Because of your job on Geek Ireland, Olivia, you meet stars all the time. You were chatting to Jude Law only recently.
I did, yes. I was very fortunate because he's got in the Skeleton Crew, the new Star Wars series. So I got to chat to him last week and I happened to just drop into conversation. It's like, yeah, it's holiday season. And he was just like, do you watch it? I was like, yeah, I've actually already watched it this year because it happened to be on the telly last week. Now, I interviewed him last week, which means that it was 2 weeks ago, which means that it was early November that film was on the telly, and he scolded me. He scolded me for having watched it so early, and I was like, not my fault, it was just on the telly and it was just so lovely. So even I was like, this is too early for the holiday, but I couldn't help myself but ask him about it.
The Holiday, I think that's the one I haven't actually seen.
It's a House Swap wonderfully
or something?
Great.
Yeah, the House Swap one. It is brilliant. And actually they've even recreated the house, the Kate Winslet house, but they didn't recreate it in England. They've recreated it in like Georgia or something.
Do you know
like
it
that.
Never actually existed? It was a facade of a house that they built.
Oh no, they lied to us.
They did, yeah.
It's a Nancy Myers film. And I think Nancy Myers is another gold standard rom-com. She's up there with Nora Ephron for me. It's Christmassy, but it's not super Christmassy. Yeah. I mean, the premise is that they're wife swapping for the holidays. Wife swapping? House swapping.
Wow.
I was going to say, hang on a minute, did we watch the same film?
House swapping for the holidays, but it's not forcing Christmas
down
here.
England and
Los Angeles.
It's a very American version of England as well, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's set in Surrey and the cottage is just gorgeous, but it's not real. It never existed.
Is that a sad one? I think that's sadness.
No, it's not sad at all.
No, it's very heartwarming. It kind of starts off and you're kind of like, everyone's a bit like doom and gloom, and then it kind of like you get uplifted by the end.
Cameron Diaz's character can't cry, but by the end she can cry.
Oh, I see. Okay, so she's the hard nose.
She's the hard nose.
That's the only character. That's the only narrative arc you'll get in these things. She couldn't be sad.
I feel like I can convert you, Oliver.
Like, I think I'll watch that because Jack Black is in it.
He is. Yeah, he is. And, he's very good in it too.
Almost everything he's. It was very off brand for him. Wasn't it
was at the time. Yeah.
Nancy Myers actually wrote the part for him because she saw him in School of Rock and thought he was a very charming romantic lead.
Oh, so there you go. That kind of makes sense. Yeah. So every year you're guaranteed a few new Christmas rom-coms. The quality's going down, but they're just they've just gone all out on trash, haven't they?
Big time.
I mean, data doesn't lie, right? So Netflix knows what we're all watching and it knows that we're loving these trashy films.
Have
and
either or both seen Hot Frosty?
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's on my to-watch list. So the girls and I are getting together on Sunday week, I think it is, and we're going to have a double bill of The Merry Gentleman and Hot Frosty.
Now, I have watched both.
Your face.
This is what girls
your
like
IQ
to do.
Your IQ will be lower.
No, Merry Gentleman is not very good. I'm sorry to tell you. It is solely relying on the fact that Chad Michael Murray was a hot guy in the noughties. He's not a very good dancer. The premise is that it's like a Magic Mike style review designed to bring in punters to this lady's parents' pub.
Yeah.
So it has that age old, you know, she's gone back to her hometown. Her parents' pub is struggling. She needs to bring in the punters and she thinks we'll do it with an all-male review. And it's just not very good because none of them are very good dancers and there's not great
chemistry. Is there ice skating? I mean, is there a clip of that's gone viral where they're not ice skating?
Yes.
And they do fake ice skating
because
you don't see their feet.
There's lots of fake backgrounds.
It's absolutely hysterical.
There's fake car backgrounds.
See, now this just seems like the type of film that I would love because
it's
Christmas, the worse it is, the better I'm going to find it.
Well, Hot Frosty is actually a lot of fun.
Back to Hot Frosty, yes, because there's a great description which I've seen in The Guardian. So it's about a snowman that comes to life and it's Ted from Schitt's Creek and then this woman who falls in love with him even though he's only been alive for 24 hours and he has the IQ of a 3-year-old has go, did we enjoy it? I couldn't look away.
Exactly. And she's a widow as well. That's not like, you know, that has to add a layer to it. You know, she's slightly tragic. She can't look after herself. Her heating is broken. You know, she's but it's so much fun. It's actually a bit of crack. Dustin Milligan as the snowman is brilliant. He gets more intelligent as the day progresses.
So he's like the personification of the heating allowance.
Exactly.
Come to life. That would have been a better tagline. Do actors enjoy doing this? Because Dustin Milligan also going viral for his response to because he's just like an abs speaking abs basically.
I mean, he's not meant to be very sharp because he's a snowman in the film.
It's just come to life. But this is interesting because he was been asked on one of the junkets, as they call it, about did you have to go into? We'll let the clip speak for itself because it's quite extraordinary. This is the hot snowman.
You obviously do look great in the movie. I'm wondering, did you have to do like training to get in a certain shape for an ice sculpture look?
I basically, it was about 2 weeks or less out from shooting. So really the only preparation I could do was to dive into the character. And that was something that, it sort of required being quite exposed, which is not always totally comfortable, but getting over that hurdle and just leaning into it was something that I actually feel like I learned something about myself as a result of that, which I wasn't expecting, but certainly is very welcome.
He's getting deep into character.
Yeah, I know. Like the thing is, that was probably like the 17th time he'd been asked that question. So I'm sure it was also a case of, well, I want to give you a different answer to what I've given to everybody else. But also, I'm sick and tired of people talking about my body.
But at the same time, don't take that role then, because the whole point is that he's this literally chiseled piece of ice that comes to life.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you have to lean into these things. If you're going to play a hot snowman, you know.
Yeah, like prepare and maybe like give a different answer to each person.
Perhaps.
And then when like they all publish, be like, oh, we got the exclusive answer. It's like, hey,
he had to have an 8-pack, not a 6-pack for this role.
There's a Mean Girls reference in the trailer for that.
Yes.
It's so good.
So funny. Like the minute that you sort of see it come up on the screen, because one thing that Netflix also do is they try and like interlink some of their Christmas movies as well. So it's like, are they all set in the same universe? Are they not? Okay. Or is it like a kind of like a meta look at like through the lens sort of thing? And so one of Lindsay Lohan's films comes up on the TV screen that our Hot Frosty is watching, and Lacey Chabert is like, oh, that looks like a girl I went to high school with, referencing Mean Girls. So
both actors were in Mean Girls.
Yeah, it's a very rom-com thing to do. I mean, going back again to Sleepless in Seattle, you know, in that they're watching, what's that classic Cary Grant film about the boat, An Affair to Remember. To reference other rom-coms is a very rom-com thing.
They're self-aware.
They're very self-aware, yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, what a comeback she's had, courtesy of all these trashy Christmas rom-coms.
Yeah, and she's kind of like leaning into it as well, which I love. And I think, because Our Little Secret, that's out
week.
That's
out on Wednesday.
Yeah, so Like,
and
I
last, what was it last year? It was Christmas
last
Wish?
Last year was Irish Wish, which isn't actually a Christmas film, but the year before she did Falling for Christmas.
Ah, that was the one. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
So she got a 3-movie deal, basically, with Netflix, which has kind of been her comeback. Yeah. They're calling it the Lohanaissance.
Yeah, and the thing is, like...
what?
The Lohanaissance.
Lohanaissance, okay.
And she's like... But, like, it is one of those things, like, we're just saying, like, with Dustin, he kind of wasn't really leaning into the kind of craziness of what a Christmas film is, whereas she's just like, yep, this is what it was, and this is what it is, and... Yeah, I'm here for it because I just had a lot of fun making it.
The trailer for Lindsay Lohan's Our Little Secret basically just says everything that's happening in the film. Listen to this.
Imagine this. I'm spending the holidays with my boyfriend's family for the first time.
Hi, Mom.
This is for you.
Look, it's a screw top. Fast and easy.
Here we go. He has a lot of family members. Too many to remember. And his sister is also bringing someone.
I want you to meet Logan.
Will you?
No, Logan. I will not marry you. It's so great to meet you.
Yeah.
There you go. That's Lindsay Lohan. Our Little Secret.
Sounds great.
Neither of us have seen that yet. All Christmas movies, this is a text from Dawn, are about very successful independent women who end up giving their successful independent life giving up their successful independent life, falling in love with a local lumberjack and start baking ginger men cookies.
I don't think all of them.
Not all of
them.
No, some of them maybe, but not all of them.
That because it's targeted women, maybe that.
Oh, I don't think we all want to give up our lives for gingerbread cookies, do you?
I don't like
not
gingerbread
even for hot frosty.
To me, it's just a bit of escapism. You know, you suspend disbelief and go with it. It's there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, so if we're doing our list now, give us two movies that we must watch over Christmas that will get us into the spirit of things. That's the idea, isn't it?
The Family Stone for me is always a winner.
Okay.
Yeah, that involves wife swapping. Well, sister girlfriend swapping. That's a winner for me. Diane Keaton is on top form as an absolute wagon. And Sarah Jessica Parker plays the hapless girl dating her beloved son. That's one for me. And then I'd probably do a rewatch of Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, okay, which begins at Christmas. So.
Oh, it starts, yes. Olivia?
Well, Hot Frosty is like top of my list now, especially after hearing your review for it as well. So that's going to be one of my watches. And I am a sucker for Last Christmas. I know it's terrible, but I just love how terrible it is. And it just gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling inside, and it's kitschy as hell.
And it does have a good twist.
I liked it.
I like the twist.
I didn't see it coming myself, but
that's
a lot of
list.
Other people did.
Our list complete. Thank you so much, Vicky Notaro, host of You Had Me at Hello podcast. And Olivia Fahey, as ever, editor of Geek Ireland. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
And Merry Films, miss.
Yay.